Hey, it's another episode of the Phil Henry Podcast, episode 65, and this is a special one because I just picked this at random, and it turns out it's the very famous Bob Green Show, where, among other things, he dropped his famous line, "Tell the lesbians Bob Green's coming and hell follows with me." It had to do with a forgotten episode involving two Carolina Panther cheerleaders who were simulating some kind of sexual activity in a bathroom back in 2005. This podcast is from 2005. Well, Bob read this to his employees in the lunchroom, and sure enough, two women took off and went to the bathroom. Bob was sure that he had inspired them somehow to have lesbian sex in the bathroom. So he came up with some new rules at Fraser Foods. Here is Bob Green. And, of course, our podcast brought to you by Amazon.com and PhilHenryShow.com. Bob Green and the lesbians.
I'd like to bring on Robert Green, the CEO of Fraser Foods. This week they're celebrating one of the largest grocery retail chains in the Southwest, 27 years in business. Bob, congratulations on that. I know you had a hand in starting that along with your partner, Marty Green.
Well, it's a long, hard road, Phil, but 27 years is a wonderful thing to look back on.
Part of the way that you're going to be marking this week, I know, is a program called Fraser Foods Commitment to the Customer.
Yes, Phil. The occasion of our anniversary as a grocery chain, I think, should be a recommitment to our customers, and that comes in many phases. And one of the phases, I think, is making sure our employees are like us. We come from families. Our customers come from families. And we understand that our customers a little bit better, I think, Phil. So it's a hands-on approach.
Well, you've mentioned that in the past about how you want to reflect the values of your customers.
Well, here's a good example, and this comes right from the headlines of today's newspapers and today's internet sites. Really, the behavior of two women, Phil, that we are all aware of, who work for the Carolina Panther organization. These were two cheerleaders.
Yes.
They went into allegedly went into a public restroom and behaved in a way that only reflects badly on the organization.
Right.
And sometimes I will leave my office and I will just go sit in the lunchroom with our employees and shoot the breeze with them. And I was talking with our employees about that. I was saying, this is an example of the bad name you can give to your company with your public behavior. And I went into the story. And for me, I try to get a feel of what the people are thinking. And on Monday, I was discussing the Carolina Panthers story with our employees in our lunchroom.
Now, for people who don't, if you wouldn't mind, Bob, for people who are not aware, two cheerleaders who are cheerleaders for the Carolina Panthers were in Tampa Bay for the game, and were caught in a restroom allegedly having sex with each other, or
it was some kind of sexual encounter, yeah.
Right. So you're discussing this with your employees just informally?
Exactly. I was in the lunchroom. I brought it up as a topic, how these two cheerleaders had behaved publicly in what can only be categorized as disgraceful behavior. The news accounts were that these two women were, as you said, Phil, engaged in some kind of sex act. And as I was talking about it, and here's what's interesting, as I was talking about it, I noticed two of our checkers, and I don't want to mention their names, Phil.
Well, I'd appreciate that. I hope that you wouldn't.
Well, I didn't want to mention it, but you don't want me to mention their names either, right?
No.
Why?
I don't want to be sued for anything libelous.
Well, it's funny. I wish you hadn't said that because of the kind of person I am. I like challenges, and it makes me almost want to mention their names. But I won't. But anyway, what happened was...
Well, I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't, because my radio show is not indemnified against any kind of libel action.
All right, but the point is, I noticed that these two checkers, as I was talking about this behavior, these Carolina Panther cheerleaders, they look at each other, they excuse themselves from the lunchroom, and the two of them together, and this is very, very pivotal, with no other women, go into the ladies' restroom. And that's when I realized anybody can have a problem on their hands, but we might have a problem on our hands.
Well, I mean, you had just been talking about the cheerleaders for the Panthers allegedly having sex with each other. And
that's correct. And not just having sex with each other, Phil. I think it needs to be pointed out. They were having sex with each other in a facility that is not private. And our ladies' room is shared by other workers and ultimately owned by our company. And I said, there, you know, there's just no, kind of, no place for this kind of behavior in a workplace. And also, to be honest with you, and you can call me old-fashioned, it's gay sex. I'm old-fashioned. I just don't want anyone having sex in our restroom, and gay sex, I think, carries its own stigma. None of our employees engaging in this unacceptable behavior would be acceptable to me. But if it's going to happen, I guess I would hope it would be heterosexual, all right?
Yeah, but you don't have any idea. There's nothing to indicate that the two checkers who left the lunchroom, as you were talking about the Carolina Panther cheerleader story, and who went into the restroom together, there's nothing to say they were having sex with each other.
Well, I had just been talking about the story about these two women having lesbian sex in a toilet. And these two get up and leave and go together to our ladies' restroom. Now, what I'm saying, Phil, is Fraser Foods cannot afford the public relations nightmare that maybe a Carolina Panther football team can. And this is the territory that we're talking about.
All right, well, you have had a policy change that has drawn complaints from fellow employees. You are not allowing women to go into the ladies' restroom, the employees' restroom, to go in more than one at a time. Is that correct?
That is right. We don't want to inconvenience the women that work for us, but we have instituted a policy. We cannot afford this kind of problem. Women who work in our stores are allowed to use the restroom only one at a time, and I wish it was different. We just cannot afford to have two women going in there and engaging in something that's going to harm this company. And
well, the women's restrooms in your stores have four or five private stalls.
That's correct.
So with four or five women in there, there isn't any environment for two to engage in what you're talking. I mean, it's a busy restroom. Okay.
Well, again, I've got to protect the name of the company, Phil. You can see what happened to the public image of the Carolina Panthers with just two women involved. I can't even begin to imagine the publicity damage to my store if it gets out that there's four or five of them in there doing this in some kind of a group, in a group sex situation. So,
well, the fact that you're only allowing one woman into the restroom at a time has become an issue because the women are lined up. They can't get back to their check stands in time.
I told them, and there's a Union 76 station across the street where the key to the ladies' room is available in their snack shop. They can go over there and use it.
What happened this week in Tampa, Florida, involving a couple of cheerleaders for the Carolina Panthers, this is an allegation that is yet to be proved, by the way, in a court of law, but the allegation is these two women were engaged in some kind of unacceptable, perhaps public sex in this bathroom. They are employees of a company that has suffered a pretty serious public relationship. When you're a professional football team, I guess you need to keep a family image, and so does a grocery store, for that matter.
Oh, without question, Phil. I mean, even more than a professional football team, which is a catering primarily to a male customer, an older male customer. A grocery store, a chain of grocery stores, is a completely family environment. There is nothing the least bit untoward or inappropriate about any operation that I'm involved in. I cannot afford to have two women going into the bathroom by themselves after giving each other a look. And I'm sure you understand what I'm talking about.
They gave each other a look.
If it hadn't taken place as I was talking about the Carolina Panther cheerleaders, I probably wouldn't have given it a second thought. But as I was talking about this story, and two of my checkers get up and go to the toilet together, excuse me for putting it that way, you know, I got to put 2 + 2. 2 + 2 = 4. It doesn't equal 3. It doesn't equal 8. It equals 4. And so we've had to institute this.
Well, I'm just saying to you, and you know this, your checkers have gone to the union, right?
Yes, they have.
All right, they have said that because of this policy, they cannot get to the bathroom in time. A lot of them are late back to the check stand.
As I said, Phil, I've talked to the owner of the 76 station across the street. He's got the toilet that they have over there. The key is up in the snack shot if they want to use that. But
you don't. Let me ask you: you don't have any proof that these two women, these two checkers, were engaged in any kind of activity that the cheerleaders were engaged in, having sex with each other. There's nothing to indicate to you that that happened, other than the fact that they went into the bathroom together.
Well, you know what, Phil? I have a pretty good inkling of what is going on with these two. And let me tell you, I don't want to talk out of school, but they are my employees. Let me just say, I'm the head of a company. I make a very substantial salary.
All right, but Bob,
let me just explain this. I make a very substantial salary. I'm the head of this company. When a man, any man of means, who has a beautiful home, I am currently separated from my wife, when that man asks a woman out for a drink, and she turns him down, you know what? I think you got a pretty good indication that she might be one of these lesbians that we read an awful lot about lately. And
are you saying that's the case with these two women?
Yes, I am.
Did you...
I am telling you that Sandra Herber and Wendy Rodriguez, I asked them out, and again, I'm the CEO of the company. I'm the chief executive officer of a company that has some 20 stores throughout the Southeast and Southwest. I don't think it takes a leap of intellect to figure out what they are, okay? Because they both turned me down for a drink. You say a drink. I didn't say drinks. I didn't pluralize that. A lousy drink, and I take them home. The inference is, and I think the logical conclusion is, that a lot of what we've been reading about lately with a lot of these women, you know, these lesbians, this is probably the case.
Have you fired them?
No, I'm not going to fire them. No, I'm just saying no women go to our restroom two at a time anymore. One at a time, that's it.
Phil Hendry Show. Pull your head out of your ass. Plug into the world.
All right, we're back. Robert Green, I want you to explain yourself, Bob, and I got to get back into the show here. Robert Green from Fraser Foods, the CEO. The story of the Carolina cheerleaders and their inappropriate behavior in a public restroom has led Mr. Green to prohibit women from using the ladies' restroom, the employees' ladies' restroom, more than one at a time, because you don't want the same kind of public relations nightmare. Let me ask you, Bob. Don't you think there's a lot of other things to consider when it comes to employees than them having sex together in a bathroom?
Well, you know something, Phil, if this was 2 months ago or a month ago, I would agree with you. But we've just seen something happen that is the most outrageous thing that I can possibly imagine. Two women going into a toilet and having sex with each other and having it become public and having the public image of a professional football franchise that caters to the public have their image ruined. I can't afford that happening. I'm talking to my employees about this story to let them know that I don't want to see any of this stuff happening. And the next thing you know, two of them are going off to the can, excuse my language, to do God knows what. And
well, again, you're assuming that it's possible those two women could be lesbians because you intimated that you asked both of them out for a drink?
Yes, I did.
And they turned you down?
Well, yeah.
Well, why do you think that's indicative of lesbian behavior?
Well, I don't know. Look, Mr. Henry, I'm gonna spell it out for you very clearly. I make $3 million. I'm probably good for $3-4 million a year just in salary. That doesn't even include the bonuses of the stock options. I'm a well-off man, and I drive, you know, a Mercedes and all of that. And they're turning me down for a drink, and neither one of them. And I'm just saying this off the record. Neither one of them are anything that, you know, they're not going to make any album covers anytime soon. So what does that mean? As I said, we've been reading an awful lot in magazines and in trade journals about this lesbian phenomenon that's going on. I've been reading up on it. I believe we may have a nest of it right in our store. And if that's the case, I cannot afford to walk into the ladies' bathroom some night when I'm turning lights off for the night and seeing the two of them on the floor.
But you're really spelling that out, aren't you?
Let me tell you what, I have to go to the extreme because I've got to know how bad they can hurt me.
Christy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I've been sitting here for about 15 minutes listening to the conversation, and I have to tell you, I'm just shocked and appalled at his behavior. For one thing, he's a CEO.
My behavior?
Asking,
what, my behavior?
Yes, your behavior.
What?
You're asking women who work for you to go out for drinks, and you're a CEO of a company, for one thing. They turned you down,
man, it's been
so now
done.
You're upset.
No, I'm not upset that they turned
but
me down.
But the bottom line is as shocking as it is, what the Panther cheerleaders did, it happened. It's gonna go by. Everybody's going to get over it.
I'm sorry, but I really don't think
it's going to happen in your store.
I think it's sad and pathetic that you just overreacted. I don't think you know my business.
Well, sweetie, you shouldn't be putting your business out on the radio.
She doesn't like sexual harassment, but she calls me sweetie. I would say to the lady that I know my business better than she does. I know what the Carolina Panthers have suffered this past week. Millions and millions of dollars. People don't want to come to see their football games because they think the organization is run by pimps and, gonorrhea-ridden, God knows what. I can't afford that.
See, the thing is, I really think that you want to walk in that bathroom and see lesbians. I really do, because
well,
the way that
you
you're
know that
talking
kind of a guy.
About it.
Well, maybe you know, you've been around men like that, because I know what I know about my company. Now, if you, I would suggest that you maybe hang around with a better class of guy or something. I don't know. Is it your husband? Or
I am a married mother with two children.
Well, then why do you...
Happily married at that.
Well,
and
what
I
are you
have plenty
exposed
of
to,
friends and
what are you
single
exposed
friends.
To that
I'm
makes you
I'm exposed
think
to everyday life like other people, like you are.
Everyday
life?
The
pathetic thing is you so overreacted. I mean, how... Mothers, daughters... Women go into the bathrooms together. That's what they do. They go in there and talk about their boyfriends. They go in there and talk about their troubles.
And now we
That's
find that they go
do.
In there and they
have
sex together.
The two women that went into the bathroom after you were giving that, oh, my
go
God, speech about lesbians. The fact is...
They're
they probably went in there to
end,
bitch
know,
about you.
Showing their rear ends to each other, and that's what's going on. You can laugh
and
if you
And you're
want.
Jealous.
Well, ma'am, I can tell you this. If I get sued for sexual harassment, it's serious. But if
then
I sue you...
you probably deserve it for asking if, out the if, girls that work for you.
If I were to sue you for sexual harassment, it's a big joke. And so I have to protect what I have, because a woman like you who... I don't know how... You say you're married, but it doesn't sound like it. There are all kinds of people in this world. And let's look at it this way, Christy. I'm never going to want to go into any bathroom and see you in there. So that's
well, sweetie,
that's a
I wouldn't want you in any bathroom with me. I'm so sorry, because
well,
I'm probably just...
How many kids do you have?
I have two.
So you're probably out of shape, so I don't think I want to look at that.
Okay.
Here is Joanna. Go ahead, Joanna.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Joanna.
I'd like to know how old
this gentleman
is. That
broad was a real
is.
Pistol, wasn't she?
Hold on. What'd you say, Joanna?
I said, I'd like to know how old this gentleman is.
I'm 39.
39.
Yes, ma'am.
Part of that generation that doesn't know whether they're coming or going. I don't care, sir, how many titles you have, how much money you make. I would not date you because you are a bore.
Who says that I'm dating you?
It doesn't
matter,
sir.
Who says I'm asking you out?
I would love to be a lawyer in your city and sue you because
if
you're
not
providing, if you're not providing the same rules to the men that you are providing for the women.
Good point.
You, sir, should be sued.
Ma'am, the men don't experiment sexually the way women do.
Oh, I got news for you. I know a lot of gay men.
Oh, I'll bet you. Well, look, a fag hag is one thing.
Don't use that term.
So I got
news. Wait a minute. What did you call her?
Well, if she's one of these fag hags, that's her business.
No, I am not, sir. I have been an executive.
Wait a minute. You know a lot of
I am 70 years old. I have had one hell of a good life. And I've had a good marriage, but I got news for you.
Okay, Joanna, hold on. Joanna, hold the
boring.
Line. Joanna, hold the line for a minute.
Sure.
And
I'm boring, but she wants to sue me. I bet you for $5,000-$6,000, I could...
Well, you just hold on for a minute. Phil Henry Show.
Every time you open your mouth, you sink into a bigger swamp of dumb.
Let's go back to Joanna, who is hanging on. Thank you, Joanna. I'm sorry we were breaking
no
just
problem.
As you're... And Robert, are you there?
Yeah, I am here, Phil, but I want to just get something... I want to get some ground rules. Not this lady, but the lady before was talking about how I want to see two women on the floor who are, you know, lesbians. Now, this lady here sort of is selling my reputation because she's saying I would want to go out with her.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying you're judgmental.
Well, you said you wouldn't
I'm
go out with me.
I'm saying you're boring.
You said you wouldn't
I'm
go out with me.
I'm saying that you have a very large ego.
And I said I wouldn't ask you out.
And I'm saying you're not
All right,
a
well,
class
wait.
Act.
Wait a minute. Can we just have people talk and not argue?
I just wanted to be clear. I wouldn't ask her out.
Well,
I'm glad because I wouldn't accept.
Well, first of all, ma'am, you're 70? Yeah, okay, that's going to happen. Number two...
Honey, size 8, and I look good, and people take me for 60. So I got news for you.
60, huh?
Absolutely. And I date men who are 10 years younger than I am. And they certainly are far more interesting than you sound.
Let me ask you something. Do you go out with guys that are 30?
No, 50, 40.
50?
40 to 50 years of age.
Well, you're really giving it out, aren't you?
Okay, that's enough.
I'm not giving a thing out
except
telling you, you are very boring, and I'm surprised any woman would go out with
you. You use that word boring so much, and yet you've been on
the
phone with me for 15 minutes.
You talk too much about yourself.
Well, because I'm look at, ma'am, I own a company.
So what? I work for a law school as an assistant to the dean. I got news for you, buddy. Money and title doesn't mean a thing.
Well, to the women I'm interested in,
you are being judgmental without proof.
What was that, Bob?
I said to the women that I'm interested in, it does mean something.
That may be.
Well, I mean, that's...
But you are being judgmental,
and
you have no proof about what you're saying happens in your ladies' room unless you have a film.
Let's talk about that, Bob. Let's talk about proof. Proof, as they say, is an excellent concept.
Absolutely.
All right, so let's say the Carolina Panthers situation, it's serious. It's serious public relations hit. I understand that. Now, you carry that over to your own company. Two women get up in the middle of you talking.
And they probably didn't like what he was saying because it was crude.
Excuse me, I'm reading from a newspaper. And I'm talking to my employees.
I don't have
about
to hear that
relations.
If I were your employee. That's
well,
not part
what?
Of my being
First
an
of all,
employee to listen to you.
I'm not hiring you, am I?
That's not the point, and you know it.
Employees.
And you know it.
My employees listen. When I talk, they shut up, but they listen.
They probably don't want to lose your job because you're just not a class act.
They don't want to lose my job because I'm not a class act.
They don't want to lose their job.
Is it 70 or 80?
Okay. I want this to be a polite...
Yeah, but she keeps busting my castanets.
Good. I'm sure a lot of listeners are glad.
You know, Joanna, there was a time, and I mean this, there was a time when I used to slap women around. I don't do it anymore. I don't do it. I went to anger management.
Oh, what stopped you? Now you do it with your mouth.
I beat a woman like you pretty bad one night.
You're funny.
Look, why don't you go out to the nursery or some school someplace, pick up a new boyfriend?
I don't have to. Maybe you do.
All right, okay. Thank you very much.
Careful, Joanna. Thanksgiving's right around the corner. You don't want your neck to be mistaken
for
a turkey
neck. I hope your ass
is
big time.
Okay.
Nobody's going to sue me. I got too much money to get sued.
Your money means zippo.
Look, tell your lesbian friends Bob Green is coming and hell follows behind him.
Oh,
it's not
boy, that's great.
Lesbian friends, it's all people.
Ma'am,
I don't judge. You're very judgmental.
Tell your lesbian friends Bob Green is coming and
they're
hell follows
lesbian.
With him.
They're not lesbian. They're homosexual. They're class and they're extremely wealthy.
They're not lesbian. They're not lesbian. They're homosexual.
Got news for you.
Yeah, you just go pretend like you're one of them.
All right, anyway, Joanna, thank you.
I want all the lesbians to know that
Bob Green's coming and hell follows with him. Thank you, Wyatt Earp.
I didn't say it was Wyatt Earp.
Well, you got that out of Tombstone, didn't you?
Look, Mr. Henry, I am a big fan of Bea Arthur. The next time you have her on your show, would you tell me first so I'm not arguing with her? See, I believe I've been treated rudely.
I think you're coming off as homophobic. I think you're coming out.
I'm trying to protect the image of my company, and I'm a homophobe?
Tell the lesbians Bob Green is coming and hell follows with him? What the hell is that?
You heard that old lady say she's putting the lesbians on red alert. Okay? She's mobilizing them.
Let's go over to, I believe it's Kendra. Hello, Kendra. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Frazier, I don't want to argue your belief.
My name is Green. My company is Frazier Foods. I'm Bob Green.
My apologies, Mr.
That's
Green.
Certainly all right.
However, I am concerned that you've gone on the radio now and admitted what could be construed as sexual harassment. And are you concerned at all?
Not according to my attorney.
Well, you went on the air and you said that you invited these women out for a drink.
Well, ma'am, I've got a $900 an hour Century City attorney. I think I'll take his advice on it and let it go at that.
Well, wait a minute. Yeah, go ahead, Kendra. I want to hear what Kendra has to say.
Okay.
Well, is the lady an attorney or is she just, stuffing law books?
Sir, would you please let me finish?
Let her finish, okay?
You went on the air and said that you invited the woman out for a drink. Both
meet
of them turned you
line
down.
Three, meet department line three. Go ahead.
After that, you instituted a policy where women can no longer go to the bathroom in pairs.
Newman's own?
And more distressingly, you went on the air, said their full names, and accused
That's
them
right.
of being lesbians. That could be construed as defamation of character.
No, it can't. Because being a homosexual is not illegal in the United States, so it's not defaming somebody to say something.
However, if they are
according
living
to
in
my $900 an hour attorney.
However, if they are living in a community that is homophobic,
would you, Bobby? Hold on for a minute, Kendra. Are you helping customers?
A lady wanted to know where the iceberg lettuce was.
Okay, but I've got a woman on the line here.
Fine.
Go ahead, Kendra.
If they live in a community that is as homophobic as Mr. Green is, it could be very difficult for them now to find other employment.
Charmin is aisle two next to the Alpo.
To interact with other people in their community. Now that they have this stigma, the social stigma, as you say, of being a lesbian, whether or not it's true. And if it turns out that they just went into the bathroom to bitch about their boyfriends, that's a big problem.
No, it's not, because I have every right to protect my employees from being, you know, fondled or something by some lesbian.
Well, regardless of your bathroom policy, what you have done this evening on this show.
Gino's our butcher, and he's going to tell you all about the meat. Yeah? What did I do on the show tonight?
Either you're listening to my caller, or you're telling people where the meat department is.
Oh, you know what? I'm real sorry. We got the rancher steak special. Somebody asked me where it was.
Well, are you talking to me? And Kenry, are you getting customers, Mr. Green? Because I can finish this call.
Well, look, I'm talking to a lot of people who are armchair lawyers here. Now, I make close to $3 million a year, plus stock options and bonuses. Now, two women that I asked out for a drink said no. Why? That's the big question. Now,
maybe they just like different types of guys. Maybe they're into losers that don't have any money.
Yeah. You know one woman who is?
Yeah, I know a bunch.
You do? Other than the one you're married to? I'm joking, sir.
You're joking? You know what? Money or no money, I'll get in my car tonight, drive down to Fraser Foods, and kick your ass around your store. How about that?
Oh, getting tough, huh?
Yeah. I'm getting tough. Now, either you're going to answer some questions.
Well, we close at 9, so you better hurry up.
Kendra, do you have anything else you want to say?
Other than he should really be concerned about his money from his actions tonight, rather than the possible actions of two women that he's now defamed on the radio, I guess I don't have anything else to say.
Well, the lady makes a good point, and I would like to, but you know what? She's right. She is right. And if I could discuss it with her further, Kendra, you know, I don't know, where do you live?
Well, we don't have a Fraser Foods around here, I would imagine I live too far away from
here. What city do you live in? Just, you know.
I live in Los Angeles.
I'm in Buena Park.
Oh, well.
Do you like, let me ask you this. Do you like weekends in San Francisco?
I'm going to let the lady go.
Oh, come on.
I'm letting her go. Here is, I got a break. 1-800.
Here is, I got a break. How do you do? I'm fine. Well, thank you.
You know, Mr. Green, you're having yourself a lot of fun, aren't you?
You know, I'm on the air here talking about something serious. I didn't know that I was going to be talking to these, and I don't mean any disrespect, but there's a lot of clowns, I guess.
Episode 65, the Phil Henry Podcast, brought to you by Amazon.com and PhilHenryShow.com. Get a BSP today.